Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TTA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site and the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
My name is Dr. Eileen Malm, and I'm a professor of criminal justice at California State University, Long Beach. For the past 20 years, I've worked with police departments around the world doing both evaluations and also training them in a number of different sort of crime analysis techniques like social network analysis. I've evaluated several body-worn camera programs and other police innovations and programs. And it's in this capacity that I began working for the body-worn camera policy and implementation program in about 2017 as a subject matter expert.
Great. Thank you. Along those lines, what's the most interesting thing that you've experienced with a site?
Actually, it's funny. It happened just over a month ago. I was interviewing Captain Silkirk at the Park City, Utah Police Department because we're featuring Park City in one of our site spotlight reports, which is where we highlight grantees who have innovatively implemented body-worn cameras. I launched into the interview questions, and Captain Kirk gave me a bunch of really well-thought-out answers, and he was really calm. But about 20 minutes into the interview, he apologized if he seemed a bit distracted, which he didn't at all. But then he told me that Park City had just become one of the hottest per capita spots for the coronavirus. And he told me that, you know, it's likely because of all the tourism to the city. But it turned out that that day, that morning of the interview, was the first day of the stay-at-home order for the city. But he still took the time to talk to me about the body-worn camera program, which is just showed the incredible commitment that he had and that most of our sites have to their programs.
That's great. Thank you. So what do you think is the main factor that leads to success in sites?
That's a really good question. I think it's having the right people at the table. The sites who seem to be able to anticipate the unexpected and weather the issues that body-worn camera programs inevitably have are the sites who have people with technical expertise and people coming from patrol and management involved in the implementation of their cameras. It even helps to have representation from the prosecutor's office. Downstream consumers, like prosecutors, of body-worn camera evidence are often left out of the implementation process, and this can create issues down the line. I've even seen sites who have community representation at the table, and this can be really invaluable in gathering community sentiment about your program and anticipating the reaction of the community members to having officers carry cameras.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.